Live in the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. We're going to give it to you straight. Hope you can take it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, some mixed emotions while Michigan State Troopers brag about who got the most tickets written. Number two, new polling shows tight races for all of Michigan's top spots, politically speaking. And number three, after that shooting at Oxford High School turned the place into a place of mourning, the school has now turned to artificial intelligence to detect weapons inside the school. It's an interesting approach, and I like it. Gives us something new to consider. You see, security cameras inside of the high school captured that teenage killer with an exposed gun as he walked down a school hallway in search of victims back on the 30th of November. But the school didn't have technology in place to stop the shooting or to alert officials and police. But since April, now this is coming from the Detroit News. Good article here. I suggest you read it. It has been testing an artificial intelligence-based gun detection software paired with existing cameras inside and outside the school and monitored by former military personnel. The system can alert authorities to the presence of a gun carried in plain sight within seconds. I mean, these computers are smart enough, they can figure out what you look like. They can figure out what a gun looks like, can't they? You'd think so. It's one of several new security measures, along with biometric scanners to detect weapons and window shields, that the district is evaluating in the wake of Michigan's deadliest school shooting last fall. Jill Lemon, Assistant Superintendent of Student Services, said the new security measures are being considered as the district moves forward with its three-year security plan. We need to do our due diligence. It has the potential to affect the climate and culture of the building. Balancing that need with security and safety needs to be a daunting task. It's about making these decisions together as a community. So for roughly the next year, Oxford will be running a pilot program with Zero Eyes. It's a company based out of Philadelphia. It puts its AR software into the school's existing cameras to look for the presence of a gun. If a gun is detected, staffers who monitor the system around the clock from an operations center, a picture is captured, location is recorded, school administrators, school resource officers, 911 dispatchers notified of the gun in 3 to 5 seconds. 3 to 5 seconds. The quick warning ensures that a school can proactively begin security measures before a shot is fired and gives first responders real-time information to save lives. There are security cameras everywhere, like most schools anymore. You can't armchair quarterback what happened in these schools, says Mike LaHiff, the founder and CEO of Zero Eyes, but I think it definitely would have helped to get first responders to Oxford sooner to help some of those students. Zero Eyes installed in March. Monitoring on Oxford began April 13th. The software will remain in place through June 23, at least. The use of the technology approved by the Oxford administration did not go to a vote of the school board. The company's tech is being used in other Michigan school districts, but LaHiff declined to provide a number of schools or share the names of the districts. Yeah, he didn't want to give the name, and that's okay. Other clients, by the way, Department of Defense, numerous colleges and universities, commercial properties, manufacturing plants, Fortune 500 companies and campuses, shopping malls, large retail stores. Finally, a use for AI that might work. We've detected more than 1,000 real and fake guns brought into schools and other locations. Thankfully, none of them have resulted in a mass shooting. He said a few weeks after the technology was installed in a New Mexico high school, the system there detected a person on a skateboard carrying what appeared to be a semi-automatic handgun. The operations center sent an alert. Responders were able to apprehend the individual within 2 minutes. Turns out it was a BB gun, an airsoft gun. But just the presence of an airsoft gun can be terrifying. It's hard to tell the difference to the untrained eye from a distance, obviously. The technology has limits. It's not going to prevent all mass shootings, he said. The software picks up a shape of a gun but cannot detect a concealed weapon necessarily. AI continuing to get better and better all the time. Adding the software is updated every month or two. Oxford also considering Evolve, a biometric scanner at the entrance to flag weapons. A touch system that uses side-by-side units that students can walk through at a seamless pace, according to the company's website. The Evolve technology, a pilot scheduled for May 31. We're doing pilots so we can see how it feels, see how does it change the education environment. These are all active solutions that don't gut the United States Constitution. Gun detection technology has evolved to a point they can find them. It does not change the feel of the school either. Students don't even know it's happening. Of course, you never know how far it goes. Not always the right answer when it comes to these things. But they're worth having a conversation over. If you don't like them, say so. But if you think that they're worth having a conversation over, say so. Let's work together. Let's solve the problem. Yeah. Just want to make sure you're not going to be, you know, monitored because you look different or act different. Meanwhile, a teenager in Michigan arrested for threatening to shoot and kill students at a Texas school. That came from WDIV, and the threat came after the shooting in Uvalde. Yeah, the shooting in Uvalde, and the kid made threats. Social media posts have threatened an unspecified Texas school. The Shelby Township resident identified as the suspect. He was interviewed at his home and then arrested. Weapons were seized from the home. What the hell's wrong with these people? I mean, honestly, what is wrong with you? Have you all lost your minds? Fantasy world of gadgets and machines and AI and other such nonsense? Anyhow, save money right now. The price of everything is through the roof, as you know. Gas prices are now at $4.60, a new all-time high. Again today, nowhere to go but up. $4.60, the new high. The average in Michigan, $4.56. Congratulations. WellConnect can save you money, though. WellConnect Geothermal can save you money at home on heating and cooling. That's the point. Save you money on heating and cooling at home. WellConnectGeo.com. WellConnectGeo.com. Look into it. Might save you a pile of money. I'm going to take a quick break now. When I come back, I'll have Tom Homan here as we get ready for a new record surge at the border. Don't go anywhere.
Wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.